The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore. And man, listening to music for reducing stress. That's our theme today. And it's with the fantastic Jason Eastwood. And later on in the program, we have some beautiful music written and performed by Jason. And of course, I got my recipe of the week and so much fun stuff in store. So it is now my great pleasure to welcome Jason Eastwood, who is an award-winning composer. Jason started playing the guitar at the age of 11, and now the instrument is an extension of his mind, body, and soul. After touring with musical icons such as the Beach Boys, Journey, and Boston, Jason completed a Bachelor of Composition and a Master's in Musicology at Dalhousie University, where he is now a guitar instructor. Jason has recorded two full-length albums and created his best-selling Guitarfulness Experience System, a soothing and relaxing way to melt your stress away. And I'd like to welcome him to the program right now. How are you today, Jason?
I'm fabulous. Thank you, Laura. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I love your music. I was so excited when I learned of your music, and it really does just take the stress away. And so I just want to get right to it. How can listening to music create positive vibrations in your conscious mind while clearing stress from your subconscious mind?
Well, you know, like most of us have had times when we listen to music and we feel strong feelings, or just we feel an escape or a relax. And, you know, whether these are sad or sentimental feelings, or just feelings of nostalgia, celebration, or simply release, you know, it depends on what kind of music you're listening to. These feelings are stored in our subconscious, and some of them from way back when we were children. So, and sometimes they're traumatic things that we don't even recognize, right? But these old feelings are kind of what we kind of store as stress a lot of times. So when you're listening to music that not only helps you escape in your conscious mind, but it's also helping you feel things here and there that let go of these old feelings, right? And it connects us. I look at it as like it connects our logical mind with our heart and soul, which is kind of the subconscious mind, you know? And And so, you know, just the sound and the vibrations are just really incredible healing too, because there's a physical sense that works on the nervous system as well.
Now, I just thought of something. Is this kind of like when you hear a song on the radio, or you hear a song on television, or wherever you hear a song, and perhaps it was something that was playing in your childhood, and that was a wonderful time, or not so wonderful time, that you get all these emotions inside, and sometimes why people really want to listen to songs from their childhood? Is that kind of where that concept comes in?
Absolutely. I think that's a big part of it. And then when you're listening to also really relaxing music, right? Because then when you're in a flow state, when you're in a stressless state, when you're just kind of listening to music that just kind of floats you away, right? Mm-hmm. Then you can also, you're open up to just your filters go off. So you're open to maybe experiencing some things come up that wouldn't otherwise, right? But absolutely, when you hear those old songs, that's why we love hearing those songs. Not only do they take us back, but they let us experience the emotions, like you said, good or bad. But you know, sometimes those emotions, those feelings need to be processed, right?
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I believe truly that music, relaxing music, music that gives us a good vibe or a good feeling, really can improve our mood. So why does your music, for example, or relaxing music, have the ability to help improve our mood, even if we haven't heard the song before?
Yeah, well, there's certain scientific reasons too. Like there's a neurological response when we listen to music. So like it stimulates various regions of our brain, including the limbic system, and that's associated with emotions and memory. And it activates and releases these kind of neurotransmitters like dopamine, which is associated with pleasure and reward, right? And serotonin. And this all contributes to mood regulation. So these kind of neurochemical responses come from, are actually just listening to music, which, you know, is why I would call it the best drug in the world, because it's amazing the way it works that way. And of course, then there's like emotional resonance too, where, you know, music has the power to resonate with our emotions, because it often reflects or expresses the human experience, right? Mm-hmm. So it can convey a wide range of emotions like joy, sadness, excitement, nostalgia, depending on what you're listening to. And you know, it gives us a sense of catharsis or kind of relief. And it would just like what we were talking about earlier. So that elevates the mood. Then there's the association and memory. You know, like we were talking about, music is really closely linked to personal memories, right? Certain songs mm-hmm. evoke those. Distraction and focus is another thing that a reason why it helps improve our mood, because we get distracted with the music from certain things in our lives, like the worries and stressors, right? If you kind of let's just focus a little more on something positive, which is the music itself.
And
just the vibrations in general, there's certain frequencies. I noticed studying all the healing kind of musics around the world, there's certain frequencies, like 432 has been called a kind of a magical one, a universal healing frequency. And we find a lot of old Tibetan singing bowls that are in that this tuning, because it's just it's sound healing, right? These frequencies are actually physical waves that can go in and have effects on our nervous system, right? So, I mean, there's self-expression is another reason it can change our mood, because we listen to a song or something that connects with us. It's like, oh, I feel understood more. I feel seen, right? And just, you know, rhythmic entrainment. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but the rhythm of the music, especially if it's a slow and ambient thing in a, you know, 60 beats per minute kind of thing, it really can synchronize with your heart rate and your breathing. And all of a sudden you just feel relaxed and you start breathing along with the music. And this is all subconscious stuff, but it has this calming effect just to promote this whole sense of relaxation and well-being.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with all of that. And boy, those are fantastic points. And you brought something else to mind that I hadn't thought about before. But sometimes when I'm writing my books, I will put on, you know, really relaxing music and have that music kind of playing in the background. And it helps me to, you know, make sure that I'm feeling relaxed when I'm writing, which is pretty important when I'm writing a recipe or something is very kind of technically involved. And why do we find that our focus is improved? I know you talked a little bit about that a minute ago, but why does stress-free music, for example, or music that we truly enjoy, why will that also help us improve our focus and our concentration if we're trying to work on something, for example?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, of course, there's a lot of music out there that when you're working on your book, for instance, you probably don't listen to something that's a lot of lyrics, right? Like a strong message and a big dynamic sways. And then ambient music, kind of like my guitarfulness music,
yes,
which doesn't have too much swaying dynamics or like abrupt changes. There's no lyrics. So it can kind of serve as background noise that helps mask or drown out like external distractions as well as internal distractions, right? So, and it kind of can create a consistent and predictable auditory environment and just kind of allows us to maintain concentration without being easily disturbed because it gets us in a little bit of a flow state as well, because I think what it does is it actually... It keeps a little bit of the brain occupied because, of course, if you're just working in silence, I know this works for me too. If I'm sitting there working on something and I'm not listening to any music, a lot of the times it's just a little too much concentration. I need something to just keep that kind of monkey mind, that little ego or whatever it is that's in the back that wants to get up and think about something else. And because we have this constant, running of thoughts. So I think it actually keeps the attention of that kind of part of our minds, as long as it's not too distracting, right? So I find that really works well. But yeah, it also just triggers a flow state. I don't know if you've heard about flow states before,
sure,
but it's really when you're, it's just when it kind of gets you into a mode, like you just kind of, you fall into it. And when it's really ambient music, you kind of just feel like the world stops, right? I mean, and there's nothing that is greater when you're working on something. I'm sure you know, like you're working on your book or you're working on a project by yourself, when it's just like you're so wrapped up in it and the world stops. And music can do that for you, right?
Yes.
It also stimulates your memory. If you listen to certain kind of ambient music or classical music that's slow, it's been proven that stuff that's at 60 BPMs and kind of Baroque music or stuff like I studied my guitar music because I've tried to incorporate that into it. It almost induces this, like I was talking about before, this rhythmic entrainment where you're kind of breathing to a beat and you're just in this flow, right?
Yes, yes. Your music is fantastic. I just love it and I recommend it highly. We're speaking today with the award-winning composer and guitarist Jason Eastwood, and he is the creator of the best-selling Guitarfulness Experience System, and it's a soothing and relaxing way to melt your stress away. And you want to learn more about Jason after the program today at guitarfulness.com. That's guitarfulness.com. Now, last but not least, later on in the program, we are going to play your fantastic track, Olay. And before you leave us today, I was hoping you might share just a little bit about what inspired you to record that.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to share that. And also just thank you so much for having me and for your kind words about my music. And the word guitarfulness, by the way, is I took that from mindfulness. So it's kind of spelled the same way, just guitar and then F-U-L-N-E-S. So that, I thought this is, and it's kind of music for mindfulness. So that's where I got that, in case anyone's wondering. And this, this album, Olay, that's a 3-song album. And 2 of the songs are like, one song's 20 minutes long, one song's 10 minutes long, one song's 15 minutes long. So it's just kind of a long ambient album. That kind of was the first one I recorded, to start this whole process of this guitar from this music, because I was playing guitar for yoga classes and all kinds of things. And now I've put out 33 albums, but this one started it all off. And it was actually inspired a lot by the Hawaiian healing art they call Ho'oponopono. And it's kind of something my mother's really into, Hawaiian shaman traditions, and she goes there quite a bit, in Hawaiian healing. And so I was really inspired by this Ho'oponopono, which is kind of just a bunch of mantras put together to kind of forgive yourself and show love to your inner child, and many things that just had a beautiful kind of feel of gratitude and forgiveness. So I was inspired by that to do this album, Ole, which means zero in Hawaiian. That's what the old word Ole means, because, the idea of Ho'oponopono is to kind of get zero your body and get to a place of zero limits with your consciousness. So that kind of inspired the album. That just a lot of the music I was studying at the time, just like I said, a lot of old Baroque classical stuff and some healing singing bowl things from Tibet and all kinds of cool stuff like that. And just, I started playing these yoga classes, like playing guitar for these yoga classes, just kind of by, it was a crazy sequence of events kind of, and that led me to that. And when I was playing those concerts, this music just kind of started coming through me. So it was just really just channeling something that, I've been playing guitar for 35 years, and just all of a sudden this new kind of music came through, and that's what I've been sharing with the world. So
wow. And it is so beautiful. All of your tracks, all of your music is really, really beautiful. And I urge everybody to check it out after the program today at guitarfulness.com. Jason, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy day to be with us today. And I'm wishing you and your loved ones good health and happiness, and always to play good music.
Thank you so much, Laura. It's beautiful talking to you, and thank you so much for having me on your awesome program.
Thank you so much. Be well.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The one, the only, the fabulous Jason Eastwood. And he's an award-winning composer, creator of the best-selling Guitarfulness Experience System, a soothing and relaxing way to melt your stress away. His music surely is relaxing, and we're going to play a track for you in just a few minutes here. Learn more about Jason at guitarfulness.com. Well, Jazzy Vegetarian airing around the country. A lot of you have seen season 10. It's airing all over. And of course, We have reruns of Jazzy Vegetarian 4 times a week on the Create Network. So if you have that network, please check your local listings and watch us every week. There might be many shows that you have not seen. We're so grateful to the folks over there for airing our program regularly. And of course, this podcast each and every Wednesday. And if you would like some fabulous vegan recipes, all you need to do is visit jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Click on recipes. You can find over 500 fabulous plant-based recipes. And of course, my cookbooks. Yep, you can go to jazzyvegetarian.com, go to our shop and order a cookbook. If you get a cookbook from us, I will sign it personally for you. Yay. Recipes. Speaking of recipes, is my recipe of the week.
Vegan and delicious. My recipe of the week.
I was inspired by the herbs from my back deck garden a while back because I had some beautiful herbs, and then I had some beautiful grape tomatoes from my local farm market, and then I created this refreshing grape tomato, avocado, and fresh herb summer salad. And it's really easy, and this is how it goes. First, the dressing, 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1/8 teaspoon of salt plus more to taste, some freshly ground pepper to taste. And then the salad is 1 cup of cooked and chilled black beans. If you use canned black beans, of course, you want to drain and rinse them first. Then about 8 ounces of grape or cherry tomatoes halved, 2 medium avocados pitted, peeled, and cubed, 1/4 cup of lightly packed, chopped, fresh basil. Mmm, that smells so good. Tastes so good, too. 2 tablespoons of chopped, fresh parsley. All you need to do is put the dressing ingredients in a small bowl and whisk briskly to emulsify. Then put all of the salad ingredients into a medium-sized bowl. Pour the dressing into the bowl and gently toss it to combine. Let it stand about 15 minutes to marry the flavors and season with some salt and pepper. And then you're going to serve it as really, 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 really good. Check it out. JazzyVegetarian.com, grape tomato, avocado, and fresh herb summer salad. Well, let's just get to our music. As I said earlier, our music today was written and performed by our guest, Jason Eastwood, and it's a really inspiring and relaxing track. Thank you. feeling relaxed now, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Thank you so much to Jason Eastwood for sharing his music with us today. And I want to thank you so much for being here with me each and every Wednesday at mindbodyspirit.fm. So until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.